time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes. We back. Mm-hmm. In your ear, crystal clear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Skating around. You know what I mean? Looking, judging the wax build up.
What?
Get a Q-tip. I don't know. I was on some Theater of the Mind shit. I was following the In Your Ear. Visualization.
You know what I mean? Threw me for a loop.
Yeah. I don't know. Just enjoying life, man.
Turn it up.
You know? While we got it.
Hey. You ain't got to tell me.
Nah, don't tell me. It's understood.
What did slick motherfucker say? What's understood don't need to be explained.
Absolutely. You know? Shit. So that's that. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I think Jeezy was the first person I ever heard say that vague player shit.
You know, yeah, you know.
Sounded cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from that world of life, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ghetto parable life. You know what I'm saying? That's how I learned, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're a child of parents who like 20, 21 when you're born, you know what I'm saying? They outside. Then my pops ended up being a single father at a certain age. He's still in his 20s, 28.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you learn with them. You know what I mean? They talk to you like, first time I really heard people talking to kids like kids,
mm-hmm.
It was when my kids went to preschool. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is Hey, come here. I ain't never heard that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild. Uh-huh.
Like, niggas never talk to us like that. They can talk to you like you a whole grown person. All right, now, shit, you're
going to
come on through here. Keep your head on the swivel. Pay attention to your motherfucking surroundings now, okay? Word, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What's understood don't need to be explained. You know, am is better than am. Like, huh? What y'all talking about? But you learn, you figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So I get that kind of life. But you know, I ain't give it to my kids like that. Maybe a little bit as they got older. But
Okay. You know, yeah, I was about to ask you.
They had a mama, you know what I'm saying? So they got that real child talk.
You don't hear much about the single fathers. Don't really hear a lot of that story.
Nah, you know? Shit. As my daughter was saying, I was talking to my daughter the other day. She was like, I don't even, none of my friends got fathers. I'm like, what?
Oh, damn.
Like, they don't know where they at. They don't, I mean, like, what the hell going on? So, yeah, that shit is a trip.
Yeah.
And it definitely was a trip growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, uh-huh. Single fathers. I'm trying to think. Do I know any single fathers? Yeah, single fathers. Nah, I don't know. Off the top of the head, like where they got the kid, where they got full custody type of thing.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's probably one. There's probably a couple of them. Hopefully, that might listen to the pod. Like, nigga, wait a minute, man.
Fucking Furious Styles on Boys in the Hood was the first time I was seen it in the media.
Yeah, in the media. Yeah,
I live with that nigga.
Right. Hell yeah.
And my pops had them Chinese balls too, like Furious Styles had. He had them shits. Years before Boys in the Hood came out.
Yeah, that's what you get when you're single father. It's like, hold on, you got your balls and your word. Here's some other balls, nigga. Hold those.
Now, what you just said don't make no sense, you know.
Right.
But you go and get your story together, nigga. Mm-hmm. I ain't going for that.
Like, that's crazy.
Nah, man. That shit was a trip. Be a kid, motherfucker, be like, where your mama at? You like, man. Shit. Mm.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. But yeah, it's like, you know, men don't get a lot of credit for being parents and shit. You know what I mean? It's like everything else. It's just some shit you got to do, get it done, and go on to the next. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. You know? You run, you know, you go ahead, do all your thing, you know what I'm saying? Build a little thing, and kids still go to grandma's house.
That's some shit.
Like, yeah, damn, nigga, I live here too.
That's wild. Ah, shit. It's a damn shame, man. Nobody want to hear about men's rights. I hate to say it like that. Man. Nah,
niggas gotta soak just, that shit up. Swallow that shit. Podcast. Be holding on to that shit. I had to tell my kids that.
What?
Man, I was talking to my middle son. I was, you know, I had breaking down some shit. I had to just be like, "Hey," and then he was like, "He ain't want to hear that shit." You know what I'm saying? Because he already done heard the story. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he don't want to hear my part of the story. I was just like, hey, man, listen. Ali got feelings too, man. Shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I just left that shit with straight silence after that. Like, you know how the little Puffy, the Diddy meme where he's staring at the other nigga?
Right, right, yeah.
It's like that. Just dropped it. Ali got feelings too.
Yeah. Especially when you use yourself in the third person. You know what I'm saying? Guess it's
because that's the only way.
Right, right. That's the only way. You can see me as something other than your pops.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only way, nigga. Because when you talking, you know what I'm saying? They don't see it like that. You know what I mean? It's you. You trying to take over the conversation. You trying to you trying to impose your thoughts, your feelings. But they never get addressed. You know what I'm saying? And then the longer you do it, the more there's no room in the ecosystem for your feelings. And then as a man, you just swallow them shits and keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Die early.
And you know what I'm saying? Nigga just getting killed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Emotion by emotion.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. You know, a dude could call another dude, call one of his homies and say, "Yo, nigga shot at me. We got to go get this shit." And motherfucker be quicker to jump out and handle that than the motherfucker say, "Yo, man, feel a little sad, man. You know, been depressed recently, you know, ever since I broke up with Cheryl. I ain't really got nobody to talk to." You know what I'm saying? Niggas would be like, "Oh, word? Oh, shit. Listen. Listen, hang on. Let me call you back. I'm going to get with you, but just hang on." Man, and next thing you know.
Because that feeling is not validated in the space for niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we like, got it. We got to, yeah.
It's valid.
Make space for that.
Go get violent. It's valid for sure. You to stand on business. It's valid for you to not fly. Take no shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody depend on. You know what I mean? But if it's like, goddamn, nigga got feelings, nobody want to hear that shit from you. You can't be sick, nigga. You get sick longer than 2 days, nigga. You
dragging it now, Pop. What's going on?
What the fuck? Yo, come on.
Going all on, right, man.
Stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't. It's a lot of fucking invisible rules on a nigga. You know what I mean? So what you got to do, you had to, one, sort them out for yourself first. You know what I mean? You know, people will tell you to go get some help, go talk to somebody. Well, you my motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You my friend. Why I can't, you know what I'm saying, have a conversation? Right. You motherfucker don't even want to have a conversation. Just go seek some help. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And a lot of times that shit don't even be that type of help needed at that point. It just be a nigga need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, just the ear. Nah, just the ear. Two ears. You know what I'm
saying? You not know? The dump, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not the trauma dump or whatever other terms they got for niggas when niggas try to talk. It's just like somebody that'll listen to, you know what I'm saying, your day-to-day shit, just like you listen to everybody else's day-to-day shit.
And you know what's so funny about that? And I just thought about what I was watching, the Magic City documentary, Stars. I don't know if you've been checking it out.
No, I haven't checked that yet.
It's really good. It's really good. So good that I'm slow walking it. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't want to be done with it yet. But it's good. It's way better than I expected it to be. I don't even want to say way better than I expected it to be because I didn't really have any expectations. It's just really good. So anyway, it's funny though, because just I guess sometimes we talk about a man being sad or being vulnerable or expressing emotion, right? In a way that, you know, sometimes it may not be the form for it, right? Mm-hmm. So I think her name is Aaliyah Boston. I believe that's her name. Aaliyah something. Aaliyah, maybe Aaliyah King. Maybe Aaliyah S. King. Maybe. She used to write for The Source back mm-hmm. in the day. And they were talking about Outkast. And they were just basically, initially they were talking about just Atlanta hip hop and, you know, how it had to earn its respect. Mm-hmm. And what made it so funny, what made it so funny is because it's become so deep rooted in the, for sure, down the Atlanta lexicon, or not the lexicon, but the Atlanta history of hip hop. But anyway, so she was like, oh yeah, nobody really respected Atlanta or the South like that back in the days. I remember at the Source Awards, Andre 3000, he said whatever he said. You know, come on, y'all like me. You know, I'm sad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's how she surmised it. But he was like, yo, he said, you know, the South got something to say. Y'all talking about we got a demo tape. Like, he clearly articulated how he felt, what his grievance was. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, there is record of it, because in the documentary, it was like, he was like, oh, I'm, you know, come on, y'all, help me, be, you know, accept me. Made him sound so down on his luck and sad. And it was right. Just like, this sometimes is how it is heard. If you're a dude and you're like, hey, listen, you know, I'm not feeling this or da 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 da, you know.
Right.
It's almost like nobody want to hear that shit.
Right. And, but, you know.
I even feel bad saying this now. I feel like motherfuckers turning off the pod. Like, God, what are these niggas talking about?
Yeah, man, it don't matter, for real.
It don't, for sure.
It don't fucking matter, because at the end of the day, man, you got to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? We got to take care of us. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to take care of niggas too. You know what I mean? But that part hasn't come to the forefront all the way. And in the popular lexicon, it's not there. But niggas do that shit in real life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There are places and spaces. There are people, you know what I'm saying, where niggas can get together and be okay. You know what I mean? But when you do that, you know what I'm saying, it is, and without the involvement of others, mm-hmm. then it becomes a problem. Oh, look at these niggas. Oh, wow. Why is 10 niggas on the corner? And that's the shit I used to trip out, especially in New York, because New York got a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. And when we first moved to Bed-Stuy, it used to be these certain corners where niggas just congregated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then first thing, you know, you think, okay, them niggas trapping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's this one block. Think, what's this, like McDonough and like, what's that, maybe Tompkins or something, like right before Tompkins or something, Marcus Garvey or some shit. And it was a building. It's always niggas congregated. And now, you know, again, I thought they was trapping. Mm-hmm. When they might have been. But over the years, man, after I was there, you know what I'm saying, 15 years, Blase Skip, 16 years, you pass that street and it's always about 8-9 niggas at least. They might be playing cards, might be playing dominoes, might just be talking shit. But one thing they always doing, they always laughing and smiling, man. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas mm-hmm. is not having a good time ever. You know what I mean? And it's like, that must be a safe space for them niggas who live in that apartment building or who grew up around there and all that shit. Because I don't care what you say about them niggas. Them niggas is always good with each other. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I ain't never seen no dope fiends over that motherfucker. I just see a bunch of niggas having a good time, cooking out on a Saturday, playing cards or whatever, and congregated. And that's their space. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of those spaces, they are, you know what I'm saying? Either you making them at your house, but a lot of those spaces ain't even available no more publicly sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, okay, I'm going to go here. Niggas, niggas is slowing up going to the barbershop, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, ain't no private clubs that much, you know what I'm saying? Niggas used to congregate at strip clubs, but them shits became regular clubs, so not everybody there. It's it's a different being of where you go to talk man shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. But they'll make it like man shit ain't even important. Like, why does it even need to be man shit? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it do.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't taking nothing away from everything else that got going on. You still got family. You still got, you know what I'm saying, your people you're responsible for and your woman and all that shit. But where you go just for, you know what I'm saying, let me just do some man shit. God damn. You know what I'm saying? Your backyard, cut your grass. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, short list. Don't want you to do man shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Police don't want you to do man shit. You know what I'm saying? Your woman don't want you to do much man shit. It's just like, it's not a whole lot of places for you to go to just talk that shit out. You know what I mean? But you got to make that shit. You got to make space for that shit. And I think that's a lost art, making space for the shit that you need, because now everything is a lot of, you know, it's all inclusive. You know what I'm saying? But women make time for women shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll let it be known, you niggas are not welcome in this conversation. I don't give a fuck where they at. You know what I'm saying?
Stay out of women's business.
Stay out of women's business. Nigga be on Twitter, nigga. See, what happened with Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Women doing their shit publicly in front of everybody, and then niggas be wanting to get into involved in their little conversations and shit. You know what I'm saying? But women know how to close that shit off on your ass. Like, woof, woof. We ain't fucking with you. We ain't fucking with that shit you talk about. Get that shit the hell on. See, funny. Niggas haven't done that yet online. Niggas just get incorporated. Like, oh, we here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look at me. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, right. You fine. Right. Nah, nigga. You need to find your corner of the goddamn space and make time to heal. Make time to fucking fraternize with motherfuckers who can understand your plight before you take it out there in front of everybody, or just keep it out there in front of everybody chasing the conversation. So
you know what? But to that point, as far as if we're talking about the internet, I think there could be the point made, and this is the problem, get a little slippery, because there could be the point made that the red pill realm is where men go. So they make it like a toxic place. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah. And then that seems to be like in response to women or whatever frustrations and things like that. Whereas to what I feel like you're saying and what I feel like is needed is there should be a space that it don't have to be in response to anybody. Right. It's just cats talking. On some, like you said, some man shit, just chopping it up. It ain't about hating or tearing nobody else down. It's about building and, you know, like real life. Like what you see, like when cats like, yo, let's build or let's chop it up. Like, you know.
Nah, you're absolutely correct. See, the problem is the internet is so performative, one. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, true. I mean, a lot of people not really saying what they really do. You know what I'm saying? They talk this talk, but then they do a whole nother thing. Then they got their own persona, and they got their... We not talking about that shit. We not talking about a toxic place for hate speech and, you know what I'm saying, this versus that. Just saying a space, you know what I'm saying? And it's always going to be the toxic space. It's always going to be ignorant people, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be ignorant conversation and just shit just to do just that, you know what I'm saying? But when you do get to a place where you really trying to build, you really trying to keep your shit right, really trying to grow, you know what I'm saying, growth and development and shit, you know what I mean? There is places for that, but you have to actually do the work to seek them out for who you are and what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just not just because, you know, back in the day, it may have been some ways of thought, you know what I'm saying? Might have been Muslim thought, might have been Christian thought, might have been, you know what I'm saying, outside hood nigga talk. But when the internet came into play, those things just came so much more expansive. There's so many different places to to validate any fucking thought you got. You know what I'm saying? You go chase that algorithm, you're going to find a group of motherfuckers to validate whatever the fuck you thinking, which all that thinking takes away critical thinking. You know what I'm saying? For self. You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, let me just fall in. And that's always going to be that. But for somebody, like for me, myself, and I ain't talking about nobody else, me, myself, is, all right, where do you build the ideas that are being fostered in your head? You know what I'm saying? Where do you take the information? Where do you go get the information? How do you get the information and pass it along? You know what I'm saying? How do you go and have those conversations about your feelings, your real feelings, and not, you know what I'm saying, just some internet shit you throw out there and wait for the comments? So, you know, those are the type of things you think about as you grow and develop and get, you know what I'm saying, to a space where it's like, all right, let me figure my shit out, because this shit ain't doing it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I realize more and more you definitely got to curate that. You know, you really got to curate those spaces for, at least for yourself. And if they expand broader, then that's even better. But like, I've been specific, like very deliberate about meeting up with the cats that's in the group chat, you mm-hmm. know, like Thursday, I got a couple people in my squad. We about to go get something to eat. You know what I mean? I'm excited about it, you know, because like, huh?
That's interesting, because you've been slowly, since the shut-in talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess I've been
slow. Since the shut-in mm-hmm. talk, you've been actually making some moves.
You have to. And like, again, like when you really seeing the truth of mortality, you know, like, it's stark. It puts it into real perspective. And it's honestly like, you realize it is up to you. It's your agency to make that happen, right? You know, to that, I'm a veer off for a second, but let me put a finish on this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Thursday we going to go kick it, and I'm excited. And then homecoming, you know, I got my, like, my 224, my college squad, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, yo, let's make sure that we have, like, we're going to do all of the homecoming things. You know what I mean? We're going to go to everything. But, yo, let's bring this group chat to life. Mm. Let's get a dinner. Let's go to a spot. Let's just get a dinner, all of us, so we could talk our shit, bug out. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm looking forward to that shit. Like, because I, you know, a friend of mine, my man Mingle, was saying, and it's so crazy to hear somebody in your peer set say such grandmother ass shit. But he hit me with the, you know, weddings and funerals. And I was like, oh, we in that era. But real talk, it's approaching, you know, and it's like, you got to make the most of it. You got to make the most of it. And then the other part of it, about just about curating and being deliberate about it, there is this theory, speaking of men's business, and then, like, I guess sometimes, I guess so there's a term out there called man keeping, mm-hmm. right? And there's this theory that it's like women in a relationship with a man, they become the de facto, almost like the person that is this, they program the social calendar for their man, mm-hmm. right? It's like, yo, did you call your homie? Y'all, when last time you talked to such and such, why don't y'all go hang out or whatever? Or did you call your aunt or whatever? Or let's take a vacation. And it becomes, there's this theory that they're the ones that are kind of actively having to do this. You know what I mean? It's the burden of that. Like, that's what man keeping is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, because I'm not going to lie, I've been in relationships in the past where, like, I may have had a blind spot to some of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I, you know, I was to tell a story. This wasn't even a this is just a friend of mine. This wasn't even anybody I was in a relationship with. I was just telling her, I was like, yeah, man, most of my, you know, most of my people, they don't even live in New York no more. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, well, why don't you, you know, take a trip, go down there, hang out with them. You know, and it was just like, it was like the light just came on. It was like something that, honestly, it was something I had never considered. It was almost as like, as soon as they left the city limits of New York City or New York proper, they were dead. Unfortunately, no real talk. They was alive, but they were like, they were no longer, they were no longer in my friend jurisdiction. And just that thought of, yo, you could go, you know, you have the agency to get on a flight or whatever, or jump in your car and go visit that person and kick it and break bread and chop it up. And you know what I mean? Maintain a relationship, like a friendship. And it was like, damn. So then I remember in my past relationship, like, you know, there were times when, you know, I guess, I think some, back to like roles and things of that nature, sometimes how I could process things. And I think also maybe if I had more older cats to kind of have these conversations with, I got a few, but like even thinking to have these conversations, that's just naturally having these conversations. So like, I don't know where I got this. I don't know where, but I had this, you know, like when somebody's like, yeah, we're going to do a vacation. More so than anything, I'm just thinking about it in the cost of it all. Like, all right, well, what's going to be the number? But then, and you know, I'll handle that or whatever. We'll do what we need to do together, however. But like, okay, this is what I'm accountable for finance-wise or whatever. And that would kind of be, or what's the destination? I weigh in on the destination, but that would kind of be where the conversation would stop, you know? You know, it wouldn't be like, well, when we get there, maybe we do this, we do that, or whatever, whatever. Or just being present for that conversation so it feels like it's a partnership. It's not somebody that's fucking creating a whole schedule. Because part of me, maybe it's my blind spot, part of me was like, oh, they like to do that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that it was a labor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, like, I didn't know it was man keeping. You know, but this is I just say that it's in the time. So this is like a new trend piece.
Don't want to get caught up in no man keeping, Jack.
You said what happened?
You don't want to get caught up in no man keeping, Jack.
Nah, you gotta be your own man keeper. Yeah, keep your own shit together.
Saying. That's why you need spaces and places and
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Room to explore that part of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot on somebody else, especially when they not even used to it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times they be trying to woman keep their own self. You know what I mean?
But yeah, let alone, for sure.
Feel responsible for man keeping you, and nobody not necessarily asked them to, but it ends up being that way when, you know,
yeah,
when you don't have regulatory rules for yourself. And you just end up in it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody taught nobody about no man keeping or none of that shit.
Right.
End up being grown and in some shit. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the thing, especially if you don't articulate what it is you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You leave it up to somebody to assume, okay, this seems like this will be cool. And God forbid you're not really into the activity. Now it's like, now you just ungrateful ass. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that you ain't having a blast. You know what I mean? And like, you know, and the reality of the situation is you could have weighed in. You could have weighed in and avoided this whole argument. And it's the worst when you beefing on vacation, boy. Vacation beef is the worst. They so expensive.
We could have did this shit at the crib. Yeah.
Come on. I don't know. We went through customs. The beef like this? This feels domestic. Oh, shit.
But sometimes you can't help it. Beef.
Beef was, you should cook up wherever. But yeah, man, you know. It is what it is. Exercise your agency, fellas.
No doubt. But the first thing is you have to acknowledge the agency. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when you grow up and you growing up without that agency being acknowledged, then it's tough. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you can't figure it out, because you can. But to see a certain side of shit before you get grown, it helps. Because you be like, you could refer to that shit. You could tap back in. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, I don't really know what it's like to grow up with a mom just there giving you mom shit. But I know what it's like to live with my pops. You know what I'm saying? He taking all the agency. You know what I'm saying? He might have needed some more man spaces, but he taking all the agency.
Yeah.
And it was new for him too. You know what I'm saying? It's like he didn't come from that shit. He was making shit up. He was reading books. He was trying to figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So I can remember being in like 11th, 12th grade, and he was going through his metamorphosis of, you know what I'm saying, being a young person to being, okay, now let me figure out how to really do this shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at this time, you're not really thinking, but the nigga still is like, you know what I mean? That is something 40. You know what I'm saying? He's not even that old. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out, all right, how I'm going to do this shit. And you can see all of the old friends drop off. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know it was a thing until I knew it was a thing. And then he's like, oh, shit. He's struggling through this. But I'm not sure he had nobody to talk to about that shit. He's just going through it. I'm just a young nigga just looking like, oh, shit, this nigga going through something. But I seen him figure it out as well, which lets you know you can figure shit out. You know what I'm saying? No matter how far away you feel like you are from it, you can figure that shit out. I think I got that from both parents. Even though my mom didn't live with me, even where she was at, I could see how she figured shit out. Like, damn, I don't know how she figured that out, but she figured that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So you pull from both of those scenarios and just add it to your arsenal, and you take it from there. I think, you know, what we do here is a space, and I don't even know. You don't know who's listening sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I do know when we started this shit, I was in a tough place. And doing this shit helped me talk myself through it, you know what I'm saying? And having, like, you couldn't show up next week without nothing to say, you know what I'm saying? So whatever the fuck you was going through, you better pull that shit together by Tuesday, nigga.
Take notes.
Because when the mic come on, you can't turn that bitch off. You know what I'm saying? You just got to go. You know what I'm saying? And then when you and Vlad, y'all always had places to be every week. Yeah, I'm going to be in this city, that city. You know what I'm saying? I got this. Be like, where you going to be, Muhammad? Shit, nigga, Brooklyn.
Right, remember that. I'll be in Bed-Stuy this weekend.
I ain't going to be nowhere, man.
There, though.
I'll be here.
So
it helped the nigga talk through that shit, even though it wasn't like you was dumping. It wasn't like nobody was man keeping you or responsible, but you became responsible for yourself enough to share information about your life, even though it feel like your life is all falling down. You know what I'm saying? So doing that helps you, like, oh shit, well shit, it ain't all that bad. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker might listen to the cab like, nigga, you doing great. You be like, shit.
Right.
But when you look at the positives, shit, you are. All right, boom, I could keep going. I could keep figuring.
It's true. As long as you keep going, because I don't know where I heard it, but I definitely adopted the thought of you have survived 100% of the worst shit that could happen to you. You know what I mean? Like, because if it was serious like that, it would be over. And if it ain't over, you still got a fighting shot. You know, like, you might still be battling, but in this moment, it's not over until, you know, it's over. So right now, you still in it.
if you can hear my voice, you can hear, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's there's a chance. You know what I'm saying? Still got a shot out here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
And you know what I'm saying? And it's just some shit, right? It's just some shit. You know, just speaking of like, man shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just some shit that just niggas understand that don't matter who else understand it. Like, I was having a bad day. I think this was yesterday. I wasn't having a great day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, figuring shit out. I stopped by Publix to get some shit so I could get some snacks and, you know what I'm saying, some caffeine to work, right? So I'm walking and I go into Publix to get my shit. I'm coming out. You know what I mean? And I'm just thinking. And then it's like a gas worker, you know what I'm saying, Georgia gas worker. And I'm walking up to Merlot. And he was just like, man, that's a nice ride right there, boy. You know what I'm saying? We just had a man conversation just about the car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know what the fuck I was going through. You know what I'm saying? But just going through that process made me feel a lot better. And I told him, I was like, man, shit, I needed that, dog. I was having a bad day. He was like, man, keep me pushing, man. Shit, but what you get your shit clean right there, boy. Don't sell that motherfucker. I was like, man, I appreciate you, man. But he don't know how much that shit changed my trajectory of the day. You know what I'm saying? But it did, and it was real simple, but it was just based off of the fact that niggas be into some shit. You know what I'm saying? That it couldn't have been no female that told you nice car, no shit like that would have hit the same. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just different. And I don't know. I didn't make the rules. Don't fuss at me.
Like, you preemptively trying to put that smoke out. All right. Hey, now. Come on, now. Listen.
You know what
it's
saying?
Above
you
me.
You know how I be, man. You know,
Yeah.
Women do have a space for that shit, but I don't want to be man-kept, as you say. And I don't want to put that on nobody. So this is just some old organic-ass shit that just happened.
Uh-huh. That's funny. Oh, man. That's cool. Oh, man, right?
Like how I did,
you know,
that shit.
Yeah, no, that was good. What else? What's good with you? What else is going on?
Nigga, I tell you about my life, man.
Right. We just talking. I guess we're talking.
My real life.
Yeah, man. This is it. This is for sure.
Nah, everything cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Just head down. Been on the serious focus, trying to really break through the process of working with your new mind. I was working on a project that was kicking my ass, and some routine shit too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some shit you normally just whoop whoop. That shit was kicking my ass, man. Couldn't figure it out, man. Couldn't make my mind move fast as I needed it to move. You get into the middle of it and it feel like, you know how you making a jigsaw puzzle and then you get where you start seeing the picture and then somebody come kick your puzzle apart and you got to put it back together. That's how my shit be feeling when the shit be taking too much information at once. You know what I'm saying? It gets kind of like, sometimes it'll get lost because like some of the pieces will start falling away as you're grasping them. And that shit don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's some shit you know you could do and you know you've been doing it. Shit just don't work like that. It don't move as fast. And then, you know, people be like, well, what's wrong with you? Nigga, a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I pushed, I fought, got to the end of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that shit felt great. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I sound different, but shit, I do feel different today than I did yesterday and the day before and last week, because I accomplished getting through it when I could have really just said fuck that shit and walked away, because that's what it felt like. Not that I'm gonna do the same type of stuff no more. Now I know more about how I think and how I work, so I wouldn't approach work the same way no more, but I had already took it on, so I had to fight that shit through. And I wrote some shit in my journal. I think this was yesterday. I'm going to read this shit. I never read my journal.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to read it to y'all, man. because it's pertinent to this conversation. All right. So, title of this shit is called The Completion. You know what I'm saying? It's just notes. It ain't like a story or no shit. So, it's like, you can't hold on to the things of the past. No projects, no narratives, no identities. But you do have to complete the cycle. You can't cheat it. You can't avoid it. You can't drag it out. Completion is completion. That was the shit that I started yesterday morning that helped me kick through the problems I was having. Because I was like, I know I got to finish this shit. I can't not finish it. If I want to go to the next shit, I can't not finish this shit. And that's what I set out to do. And I just sat down until I got it completed. And like I said, that shit feel a lot better. Enough for me to even share that, because I don't even be talking about my journal. hopefully, you know what I'm saying? There's some man shit, man shit to some woman shit that somebody could take some fucking, you know what I'm saying? Take heed to, or, you know what I'm saying? Or get something from it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know, man. I'm just out here being vulnerable.
That's funny. He went from vulnerable to defensive.
Man. When I got defensive, I wasn't defensive. I was just explaining.
I don't be
shit.
Sharing my journal. you chose to, and that's what it is.
I'm just letting you know. I get it. It was real.
It was a vulnerable moment. Trust me, I understand. That's why I got quiet. I said, yo, let this go down.
Let him cook.
This happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let the man cook. Oh, shit. Hey, mark that for vulnerability, just in case. They be like, yo, listen, that vulnerability, we might want to cut that. Nah, I appreciate that you did that. I'm joking. I appreciate you did that. That's real talk. I hear that, dog. Shit. That's good. I feel that too, because I'm on something like I need to, I've been saying for about a week or something, I need to press publish more, you know. I had a conversation with somebody, and they was just like, you got to share more. The more you share, the more you're apt to share. The more you hold back, the more you're apt to hoard. Mm-hmm. Like, that was deep as hell, and it's true. And I'm start publishing some shit and get beyond my own anxiety about or a internal critic or, you know, throw away the precious meter. Shit don't have to be precious, you know. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, to be totally honest in some transparent shit, I had 3 shows yesterday. I bombed all 3 of them. shits, nigga. It was like I was on a fucking, like, it was crazy. I was out there doing too much. I was bombed. I don't even want to say it was, because it's a little dramatic or whatever, but, like, I just was, I was working over the weekend, and I was kind of playing the hits, right? And you know, because you know, sometimes you get tired of just going with what works, and you create some new, right? And the process is the process. So, like, don't get it twisted. I'm not the only one bombing out here, and not to be defensive about it, but no. So I want to try to create something new. So the thing is, I really only got like some premises. They're not all the way fleshed out. And for a while, it took me a long time to not look at getting on stage with premises and fleshing them out on stage. You know, there's a lot of comics that say, yeah, I work on stage. I write on stage. For a while, I used to look at that as like kind of self-indulgent, because you figure if people came out to laugh, they came out to laugh. But this is the thing about comedy is it, stand-up in particular, is it can't be done without an audience. You know what I mean? You could write and you could think it's the shit. You could think it's fleshed out, and you go present it and it doesn't hit. Right? So it was kind of like, I bet I want to, These are things that I want to try out. And honestly, I got the premise, and I just know that I just want to say this shit on a mic in front of a room full of people, and we're going to see where it goes from there, you know? And not to say, and when I say, again, I'm being dramatic when I say I bombed. It was just like, it's a departure from getting laughs. Mm-hmm. You might get like, or okay, or it's quiet or whatever. And it is, it's visceral. You can feel it physiologically. You feel like, ugh, you know what I mean? It's getting hot. You know what I mean? Like, ah, body language starting to get a little bit more, you know, inward and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes, man, shit going real good. They could kind of be moving towards the back of the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you killing, you in front, you stalking that shit. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't going right. You might be your whole shit. Like, you just step back a little bit, almost like Homer into the bushes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but the thing is, it got to be said because that's the process of it all. And more often than not, on the replay, and I got all of the video just earlier today, I got all on the replay or on the rewatch, you could see. Oftentimes, it wasn't as bad as it felt. And then two, you could say, oh, that shit, that worked. And then you start to get the kernels of the idea. You know, it's just, it's drafts. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, the people are there. And, hey, it is what it is. It was interesting. It was some moments that I'm actually excited to look back on. I did on the second show, I said some shit about Charlie Kirk. And it got a reaction. You know what I mean? It's a landmine. It got a reaction. And then it got both kind of reactions. This woman tried to like boo me. You know what I mean? They do the like the projectile. Boo! Boo! You know, I was like, boo. All right, lady. Yeah. It was like, all right, lady. So then we go through the whole thing, and then somebody else in the audience was, fuck Charlie Kirk. You know, so there's that. They go, they have a little infighting. And, you know, I kind of stepped back for a second. They was like, I just said, listen, and I'm not going to say everything I said, but I was just, my thing was, I don't want it to be, something about this just feels spooky to me. Mm-hmm. I think I said it a couple weeks ago. Something about it feels spooky to me in the way that we can't discuss the legacy of a band that is actually documented. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If people are pointing out things that occurred, you know, it's treated as if you're slandering this person or some defamation. It goes as far as people losing their jobs and things of that nature. And I'm like, I feel like this is a Trojan horse for something even bigger. But beyond that, I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be somebody that's going to be, you know, policed in how, you know, I express myself. The whole reason I do this shit is because I, you know, I want to speak freely. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree at all. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? But, like, y'all not going to shut me down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it was clapping and shit. That was interesting. But I got hot. Like, I got tight about that shit. You know what I mean? But it was interesting.
But even that, man. Yeah. All that shit get real performative. You know what I mean? Because you know, people do have their ideologies and stuff. But it's like a lot of people performing for one side or the other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, performing for sure. The algorithm or the likes or the camaraderie of the group that's either for or against. You're like, come on, man. Where's your common sense?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. And it's, you know, and that's something that I don't want to. I'm trying to be careful about that. In particular, just for the fact of, you know, there's motion there. You know what I'm saying? So you'll see people, on both sides, you'll see people using their outrage as engagement. And there's people that's using their commentary or disrespect or whatever as engagement because it's a hot topic. And I don't want to, you know, I remember you said this shit a long time ago. It was like, I don't like to say shit, don't know. It's just because I can't. I'm a fucking quote up. But basically, yeah. And I wanted it to, you know what I mean, to sound as fucking profound as it should. And I don't want to misquote a nigga. And you'd be like, I didn't say that.
You know what I'm saying?
So especially, but it was just, it was basically, it's just like, not just saying shit to say shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a because. It's not just, not about shock value. Right. It's not just to provoke. It's to, there's a legitimate discourse that's trying to be presented. You know what I mean? There's an idea behind it, and it is not mean spirited. It's not in the way to be, you know, clout chasey. It's just, I want to talk about it. This is what's on my mind in this moment. You ain't got to agree. Right. You ain't got to feel it. But yeah, this is what it is.
Not just cause, because.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly the line. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You did. That's your bars. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I remember I hit my boss with that one time. He didn't appreciate that shit.
Oh, no? Damn.
You know.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Exactly.
I was like, man, this ain't just cause, it's because. That nigga did not appreciate that shit.
Oh, man, go ahead with that. Yeah.
He did not want to hear none of that ghetto philosophy, nigga.
That's funny. Oh, shit. But, yeah, definitely had that happen. And it was, I don't know if it was exhilarating or felt drunk, but it was just like, by the second one, I'm going into the third one like, woo-wee, this shit is going to be a fucking, what do they call that shit? The triple crown, not the triple crown, but whatever, I forget, trifecta, you know. The trifecta, all of that, all of those
shit. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, because at that point, because the other thing is, the reality of the shit, and I've said this, the reality of the shit is, I hate that I want y'all niggas. You know, there's this back and forth where I don't give a fuck if y'all niggas like me, but then there's also, I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I hate that because it's so naked for the validation. Like, you wrote these jokes for them to resonate. You know what I mean? And it's, I can't do it alone. But at the same time, it's like, yo, man. Because I don't know, like, the other part about it is, y'all niggas, y'all are not gonna be a crowd. Like, I'm going to be doing this again tomorrow. I did it yesterday. I'll be doing this for a while. You know, that is going to be constant. Y'all as a crowd, y'all are never going to be a crowd together again. This is the first time. This is a chance gathering. So don't take your authority, but so far. Like, y'all niggas is not a body that is sanctioned. Y'all just happen to buy tickets on the same day for the same show. And it is what it is. But, it's part of the process, and that part of it is thrilling. It could, but it's visceral. You could feel it. You'd be like, and I was getting tired. That's the worst. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you try to, when you're getting tired, you're trying to move off momentum and adrenaline, and that momentum was shifting in the wrong way. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. But it was what it was. I'm looking forward to looking through, watching the shit back, and seeing what I could parse and put back together. It's all going to work out. One day it all makes sense. You know?
One day it all makes sense.
Yeah. Are you watching anything? Or nah? Not kind
of. I've been trying to do my completion program this week.
Okay. So,
let me see. I don't think I watched nothing this week. Nothing. My TV ain't even been on.
Music. Oh, I hear that. Yeah.
Soundbar music kicking in.
Yeah, what you listen to? Anything inspiring or anything dope?
I was on Mahalia Jackson last night.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Then I realized I'm a latchkey motherfucking kid. You know what I'm saying? Between about fourth grade and eighth grade, about third grade and eighth grade, you come home by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go in there, make a snack, nigga, turn on the Little Rascals. And the Mahalia Jackson commercial came on every commercial break, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know who she is, but I knew her by name and I knew some of her songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Same. I know her name. I know her intensity. And I think, is she Rough Side of the Mountain? But if she wasn't, probably. She was on that commercial. Okay, because that's my, yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I was in a crazy place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, let me just take my mind out of the norm. Let me put right. I put on some Mahalia Jackson and shit. And it's just one cut, you know what I'm saying? I can't remember the name. I'm going to get the name of it before we get out of here. But
okay.
It was just real simple. And the reason why I thought about it, because, you know what I'm saying, shout out, rest in peace, Ka, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
Brownsville Ka.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
His last album was all samples from that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Mass Choir ass shit, Mahalia Jackson ass samples. And that shit was hard. So I'm like, man, let me listen. Let me go peep some of that shit. Because I had already looked up a lot of that shit. And then I was like, you know what? I couldn't think of none of the names. You know what I'm saying? Now all of them coming to my head now, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I was like, man, when you in the car and you know what I'm saying, you got to pray something right now, you just got to come up with something. So I was like, let me see what Mahalia Jackson talking about. And she had one for me. I was like, ooh, that shit right there make you think, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, is God talking to me right now? Because she be going deep, boy. She ain't just out there singing just cause, nigga. She singing because.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm looking at some of her. Yeah, I'm looking at some of her catalog. Yeah, Rough Side of the Mountain was FC Barnes. It wasn't her, but I'm looking at some of her joints. You remember the name of the joint that you like?
The joint called A City Called Heaven. That's the name of the joint.
Oh, I see it. I see it. I
had
it.
That bitch on repeat. That's just in a zone. It ain't even a vibe. It was like, for me, I just zoned out on it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This ain't a bop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is a zone out. It's like, let me take my mind to a whole nother place.
Mm.
And that shit did that right there, did it for me.
That's what's up. That's good. That's always good when that something could. It's funny. I feel that way about two artists, particularly one I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but then one the other day, I got up early on the day of the bombings, and I was, you know what I mean, I got up before the sun. That might have been the problem. I started my day way too early and it went way too long, but I'm like I couldn't go to sleep, I couldn't go back to sleep, so I was like, let me just be productive. So I started like ironing my clothes or whatever for the day, and it was early, so I was like, I ain't gonna put on nothing super, you know what I mean, you know, no super crazy shit. So I put on some Cleo Soul, and I just like her voice. I like her voice, and I like her. She puts me in the same mindset. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, but like a lot of her songs are affirmations, right? It's just a lot of, you know, you could do it, you know what I'm saying? You're special, you know, just that's the gist of it. I'm not saying those are the lyrics, but that's the heart of it all. And it's a nice voice. It put me in the mind of like early Amel LaRue, like that Amel LaRue album, Infinite Possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like listening to songs like, why can't I think of any of these songs right now? Get Up, but there's another one. Oh man, it'll come back to me. But you know, like I thought that it kind of fit the context. I felt like quietly productive. You know what I'm saying? Like literally, I was up before the sun came up. I even took a photo of like when the sun came up. You know what I'm saying? Like I felt like, oh shit, nigga, I'm. You know what I mean?
I posted an Instagram affirmation.
I did. I put it on the story with no music. Just real. Sometimes I'll be putting shit up with no music. I'll be feeling like, damn, that was unfinished. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? All this fucking. But I put that shit up there because it just, I was just like, I'm trying to press publish more on every level, right? So I was just like, share this moment. It just felt like something. And then, and then the other thing was, and I've been meaning, I've had her name in our topics for a long time, for a couple months now, I guess. There's this singer named Yaya Bay out of Queens. And I came across her literally, I don't know, through the Instagram. Like I was scrolling through like some reels. You know, sometimes they got the suggested reels, and she was just kind of venting about being a black woman artist of a certain age. She's young, but you know, like of a certain age, like from the inner city, and like how people kind of project trauma onto the shit that she's doing. You know what I mean? And she was like, I don't, you know, kind of like speaking in response to that. Like, don't try to marginalize what I'm doing. I want to be able to create in a full scope of range of emotion, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, and I don't mean to blah, 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 because the shit was, it was deep. But I don't want to paraphrase the wrong way. But it was just some deep shit. And I was just like, I just liked the spirit of what she was saying. And I hadn't even really listened to her music at that point. I was just like, yo, that shit real. And it's funny because I had seen her name come around a couple times, and I think I got it confused, because there's like, you know, Yasin Bey, and then there's Yo-Yo Ma. You know what I'm saying? It's like that type of, it just, so boom, I started listening to some of her shit, and I was fucking with her pen is ill. She got like, she just, her, lyrically, she'll say some slick shit. But I also like watching her interviews. You know, I talk about a lot of these artists. I be fans of them based on what they saying out there. You know what I mean? And not always with their music. You know what I'm saying? I get to the music after the fact many times. But I just like kind of like some of the shit that she's saying, like the conversations that he's having, the way she's in, like answering these questions is very thoughtful. You know what I mean? It's real transparent, you know? And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking with her. And she's prolific. So I was listening to a bunch of her stuff. And then, I don't know about shit. Time had passed. I found out her pops is Granddaddy IU. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, shit. And Granddaddy IU was my guy back in the day. You know, rest in peace. But, you know, yeah, man, Granddaddy IU was a beast. So it was just kind of crazy, like, damn. And I didn't even see the lineage or the lineage, as, you know, Fab would say, you know. But
no, it's crazy. We was in Detroit shooting the Gregory Porter 1961 video. So we was out there for a week. And then we was doing, like, a little complimentary mini documentary around the video. So I was interviewing all of these people about the riots and, you know, the government running the interstate through the inner city and it causing, you know what I'm saying, the death of certain parts of the city and blase skip. But one of the guys that we interviewed, his last name was Bay. You know what I'm saying? He was from this group, Griot Galaxy. You know what I'm saying? That's like a jazz, like, you know, not acid jazz, but like way out jazz, like, you know what I'm saying, Sun Rock type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And so Farouk Z Bay, and he was telling me about how, like, when the night they shot, is Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, both nights they wilded out, but it was one of the nights when the riots broke, I think it was Martin Luther King. And So he was like, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of guys, they just automatically clicked into, you know what I'm saying, not just being mad, but wanting to do something different than what was going on. And he likened it to when you watch birds fly and then they all take one turn and they all go together, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even think about it, it just happens. He was like, that night when they shot Martin Luther King, it's just like it all clicked. And then this group of them, they all just started getting these, you know, radical black power mindsets and manifestations, and they all changed their last name to Bay. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times when you see people with that last name, they be having this different type of leaning that's, you know, because it's not a name that most people adopted. It just like, you know what I'm saying, how my parents adopted a Muslim name, you know what I'm saying, and then changed their name. So it
kind of went with a whole mindset as opposed to just you was born with this name, that's what it is. So a lot of times when you got people who got that name, they come from people who had that mindset, and they kind of, it's in there somewhere. It trickles in. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Well, that's deep. That's good to know. I didn't know that. That's fly. I'm curious with that.
Shout out to the Grio Galaxy. I think he died right not too long after we talked to him. You know what I'm saying? But wow. I'm glad I got it on tape. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when I interviewed him, he was chilling, but he had an oxygen tank and all that. But you know what I'm saying?
How old was he at that point?
I don't know. He was older. I mean, he's definitely, you know, 70s, 80s, but mm-hmm. You know, he had an oxygen tank. But he was still spitting that game. You know what I'm saying? You could tell. He had to still had the knowledge, you know what I mean? It ain't like his mind was bad. It was just, you know, his body was looked like it was going. But and he didn't last much long after that. But out of all of the interviews and all of the people we interviewed, I was glad I got to hear what he had to say, especially about them birds, because that's how shit be happening. You know what I'm saying? Nobody will say that. They try to keep you from actually believing it or that actually happening by dividing the mindsets with different shits and putting people in their own algorithms and shit like that. But when shit pop off, you know what I'm saying? It don't take much. That's why, like, sometimes you be watching shit and, you know, I ain't gonna say too much, but you be watching shit and you be like, man, that shit ain't real. Because people don't even move like that. Black people don't even get mad like that with that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden we doing that. Come on. Man. Then you look at the pictures and you don't see no black people. You just see some people on the periphery. Like, because that ain't what we do. That ain't how we do it. If we gonna do that, we got to be madder than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear that.
And niggas go burn down the police station. You know how mad a nigga gotta be as a group?
Yeah, right.
Some niggas just ain't gonna do that on the, okay, this happened. Nah, that ain't how shit work, man. But let me stop, fool. I talk too much.
It's all good, man. Shit. That's what's up, man. I feel like we could transform and roll out.
No doubt.
Felt good. Yeah, man. Shit, y'all. Thank y'all again for listening. You know, always a good time. Glad y'all made it this far. Always great to have your ear. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in a conversation. We out.